You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you, and a big missile test from North Korea again.
Morning, Stephen. Yeah, we've had a few of these, and I suppose there's that thought. They come, they go, we forget about them. I wonder at what point we can afford to forget about them. Certainly, politicians are talking about this one as being a particularly big one. The US Defense Secretary James Mattis has said that it'll be analysed at the Pentagon, but that essentially North Korea has tested a missile that has, they think, possibly an 8,000-mile range, which puts the whole of the American mainland in its range, and of course a good deal more than just America if you draw the circumference around North Korea. Donald Trump says he won't tolerate this. He didn't give details of what he plans to do, but he says he will take care of it, in inverted commas. And the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, says that this is clearly a global threat and has called on North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. I also heard a stat earlier on. You kind of wonder how North Korea is doing this. We know they have one or two lifelines, potentially, well, China's an obvious one, but maybe potentially Iran. But I was told that North Korea has the same sized economy as the state of Vermont. Wow. And therefore, which obviously does a lot of trade in farming and maple syrup. And after that, I don't know. So how does North Korea fund all this stuff? It's extraordinary.
It is. And the other way to look at it is that nuclear bombs have been around since 1945. People have managed to keep the lid on that for that long. So there is this big Hollywood engagement with Meghan and that unemployed fellow. She could have done better, in my view. Still more headlines.
Oh, I don't know. Harry's stock has risen hugely in the past few years. I think, generally speaking, people think he's the cool royal. Well, probably not now he's getting married. He's just an old fuddy-duddy now, isn't he? But certainly, everything has been awash with Harry and Meghan, the look of love. She's the one. The fact that he proposed over roast chicken, the Queen's Corgis like Meghan. They were set up on a blind date.
Favourite headline, the Queen's Corgis.
And it's terribly important, that bit, isn't it? We also now know that the wedding will be in May, without knowing precisely which date. It'll happen at St. George's Chapel in Windsor, so therefore they won't have the St. Paul's curse of Prince Charles and Diana. He won't overshadow Big Brother at Westminster Abbey, and also it's Granny's place, so it's there. And the Queen is paying for it, so maybe she had a say in where it'll be. We also know that Princess Meghan, or Mrs. Wales, as she'll be to start with, will become a British citizen at some point. And the big thing in the UK is about, please let us have the day off to celebrate the royal wedding. And then you get some person in a dull grey suit telling you this will be lost productivity, the country can't afford it, at which point you say, well, yeah, but thinking of the takings in the pub. So we've got a bit of that going on as well. I'm not quite sure we can have a day off if we don't know what day we're meant to be having off yet, but still.
Mrs. Wales, I don't know if she's really going to like the sound of that. All right, Adam Gilchrist, thank you so much. Every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Krish Govender.
Good morning, this is Krish Govender. My worldview question, and what determines how many planes can take off and land at a particular airport?
Good question, Krish. Okay, how many planes can take off and land at a particular airport? To get the answer, we spoke to Sibyl Siso Nkabinde, the manager of Air Traffic and Navigation Services.
The runway can only accommodate so many aircraft at a given time. And at an airport, the parking area has a defined number of parking spaces and it can accommodate a number of aircraft. And at the same time, the terminal can only process a defined number of passengers at any given time. These three elements are defined by the infrastructure that is available. A runway with only one entry and egress point cannot accommodate safely the same number of aircraft as a runway with multiple entry and exit points. At the same time, the number of parking bays limit the number of aircraft at the airport at any given time. And the rate at which passengers are processed, how quickly the aircraft can be accommodated to disembark passengers, get cleaned and refreshed and embark new passengers, also plays an important role. Lastly, the efficiency of check-in processes, the number of counters at the airport, the security procedures, and the access of aircraft to boarding gates, whether they are accessing them directly or whether the passengers are being buzzed or put into buses also plays a huge factor. Against this background, you balance these three ingredients in order to determine the airport capacity, which must not exceed the rate at which aircraft are then facilitated on the runway. This means that if the passenger capacity and the parking capacity exceed the runway capacity becomes the baseline calculated at an hourly rate going to the runway capacity. It is based on how long it takes for an aircraft to take off and cross the end of the runway, or how long a landing aircraft takes to touch down on the runway and exit safely. The runway will only be available for use by the next aircraft once the preceding aircraft has then departed successfully or the landing aircraft has landed and vacated. Each airport balances these elements according to its own infrastructure to determine how many aeroplanes they can land or take off in an hour.
That's the manager of Air Traffic and Navigation Services, Sibusiso Nkabinde. And congratulations to you, Krish Govender, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.